The Juice. O.J. Simpson is 72.
Trash today? With Brad and John.
You want to talk some trash?
Let me check. Let me see what the Juice is tweeting out.
He's squeezing out a couple tweets.
No, nothing yet today. No birthday. He hasn't tweeted since the 3rd of July. Is he still around? He's still out there? Would you like to see a sequel for The Big Lebowski? You know, the movie was... I would, because I love that character, but the movie was just perfect, it seemed to me.
Would the sequel be based on him or
one of
the other characters?
Whatever they would want. I would want the dude to be in it, whatever they do with it. There is going to be a spinoff of The Big Lebowski, which does not appear to star Jeff Lebowski. This is going to be John Turturro. John Turturro's character. He was the bowler. Was he Jesus or Jesus? What did they call him?
I can't remember.
Jesus or Jesus Quintana? He was the bowler guy with the tight pants and the, you know, I can't say some of the things that they were going to. But anyways, it's going to be called.
He was kind of the their enemy.
Yes. Yeah. The Jesus roles or the Jesus roles. John Turturro, John Hamm, Susan Sarandon, and others. But no, it doesn't sound like Jeff Bridges is going to be in this thing. It'll be out next year. Okay, this is a good way to go, I think, to honor Aretha Franklin. The state of Michigan is going to name a highway after Aretha. That's right. A portion of Michigan 10 in Detroit will be called the Aretha L. Franklin Memorial Highway.
They should have the signs in pink, too.
Yeah. So that's good. This song should be in the Stranger Things. I think this was 1985.
It might be.
All right, and then Bill Wyman of the Rolling Stones. Well, he hasn't been with the Stones in 30 years. He's got a biopic that is out. It's called The Quiet One. I checked this thing out over the weekend.
He's like 80-something, isn't he?
He is 82, I think. Wyman is. And he is like the archivist of the Stones. Much of the interview with Wyman in this biopic takes place in, it looks like, a library that he has set up. He has quite a card catalog system. He saved all kinds of stuff from his days with the Rolling Stones. And one of the stories he tells was, well, they asked him, what about the drugs? How are you with that? And he said, you know, I only tried marijuana once. And that was enough because he didn't know it at the time, but he was handed a joint that was laced with elephant tranquilizer.
Uh-oh.
And he was walking down the hall, and he saw this guy walking in front of him. He's walking down the hall, and he sees this guy coming at him, walking his way. And he's like, uh-oh. And then he realized, oh, wait a second. That's me. I'm looking at myself in a mirror.
Okay, Bill.
And so that's when he realized he could. So he was the one.
I think he smoked the elephant tranquilizer before he asked out that 13-year-old or whatever. What were you thinking?
He said that was his only vice. Women. That was it. Now, as far as the 13-year-old was concerned, he didn't say too much about it in the movie other than to say he was stupid to think that that was ever going to work out. He met her when she was 13. They married when Mandy Smith was her name. They married when he was 18 or 19 years of age. Now, he doesn't say too much about what happened between 13 and 18 and 19 years of age there, but that thing didn't last long. And he's married now and has been married for a while to a woman who was a model. She appears to be, I don't know, and looking at her, maybe in her 60s or 70s, but she's someone that Bill Wyman had met many years ago. But if you're a real Stones, if you're a hardcore Stones fan, it is certainly worth watching because the footage that you see in this biopic is stuff, a lot of it is stuff that Bill Wyman took with his camera back in the day. So it's stuff that you have not seen before. The Quiet One, Bill Wyman. That's the trash.